Hey y'all, it's your girl who swirls, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. This question is kind of serious, and I'm going to use it as an opportunity for a teachable moment. Hi, my name is, I'm not going to say her name, and I've been dating this white guy for over 3 years now, and I'm ready to move to the next level, but I don't think he is. I have never met his family at all, and I asked him why. He always says he's not ready for that yet, but he has been in an interracial relationship before, but with a Chinese woman, and had two children, and the family met his kids. Can you please tell me the difference of our relationship? I know he loves me because he expresses this already. We do things together. He also even stated about us moving in together, but lately he has been distant. Do you think our relationship is going anywhere? Okay, now, do I think your relationship is going anywhere? I don't think it's going where you want it to go. I have a pretty strict rule. If a guy, and this is regardless of his race, if you guys have been dating exclusively for 6 months and you have not had any contact with his family, that's a red flag. I mean, if they live local, you should have met them at least by 6 months. If they live, say, across the country or out of the country, there's always Skype or FaceTime or some other way to connect. Because I'm going to tell you something. For a guy, when they introduce you to their family, that's sort of a crossing of the Rubicon. That is an assertion that they're serious about you, and they are making a declaration to their family about how much you mean to them. Now, if it's been 3 years and you haven't met his family, you have waited 2 years and 6 months too long. And frankly, I think that you're better off moving on. I don't believe in wasting huge chunks of the best years of your life, especially if you're of marriageable and childbearing age. You should not be wasting your time with a man who is going to waste your time. If he's stringing you along and that relationship hasn't progressed. Now, if you're fine with the relationship not progressing, then that's fine. But in this case, I can tell that this writer wants it to go somewhere. You want it to lead to something, and he's putting these barriers up, and I frankly believe that that's unacceptable. Now, in terms of the hierarchy of minorities in this country, by and large, there is what is often called as the race to be the model minority. It's where a group of people sort of work to try to overcome stereotypes, try to, you know, not make trouble, try to be successful, try to be smart, try to be as competitive so that they are seen as the modern minority. I find that people in the Asian communities really work to have that status. And I think for the most part, they have succeeded at being the so-called model minority. So the fact that your boyfriend dated a Chinese woman and had kids with her and his family met them and he seems to be resistant about wanting to meet you is indicative that perhaps there is some sort of racial hierarchy in his mind or in their minds, and he's just not willing to deal with whatever the conflict may be, whatever bumps in the road. He is not seeing you as worth the trouble of having to deal with whatever resistance that his family has. And I know this is hurtful to hear, but I'm trying to be really plain because I don't want you to waste any more time. Like, if you want to be married, if you want to have kids, don't waste your time with somebody who's going to be stringing you along. A guy, when he introduces you to his family, he's saying something. That's a statement. Usually, I mean, sometimes guys are players and they know, and you know, a guy could bring a girl around his family and all the family gives these knowing looks. Yeah, you know, you're so-and-so, but you know, next week it'll be somebody else. So that's not to say it's a hard, fast rule, but usually if a guy is willing to make that step, that means that he's serious about you. And the fact that it's been 2 years and 6 months too long, I think it's probably time to cut bait and start fishing in another pond. Okay, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach me at crystallyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com.